I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm sorry I got upset. I'm sorry I was so emotional. Do any of these sound familiar to you? We often over-apologize as HSPs, saying sorry for things when we haven't done anything wrong or for things that aren't within our control. Today we're talking about over-apologizing, why it's an issue, and how we can stop. Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Hi, my highly sensitive friends, it's Tanya. Today we're talking about apologizing. More specifically, actually, the habit of over-apologizing. This may seem like a harmless thing on the surface, but if we dig a little bit deeper, we start to see that frequently saying sorry begins to affect our confidence, and it undermines our authority, and when we say it too often, it can actually make the necessary apologies we have to make seem insincere. Now, I'm not bragging or anything, but I used to be sort of a professional at over-apologizing. After much time, introspection, and the experience of being in a healthy relationship, I can now see that it was directly related to how I grew up. But just because I recognize it now doesn't mean that breaking the habit is any easier, and I still struggle with it now more often than I would like. This was especially true when I met my husband and when we were first together. So, a quick story. I tend to be kind of clumsy, especially in the kitchen. I'm an enthusiastic, my husband John would say messy, cook, and I drop things. And I drop them a lot. Pretty much every time I make something in the kitchen, I drop something on the floor or I spill on the stove. You get the idea. So when we first met, John would jokingly tease me about this, but I would constantly apologize for it. And the harder I tried to make everything perfect, the more mistakes I would make. And then the more compulsively I would say I'm sorry. And I would also criticize myself out loud, calling myself stupid or useless for not only for being messy, but then also for saying sorry. And then I would say sorry for saying sorry. And this became a serious problem for us. John was really, actually, truly shocked and upset by the way I spoke to myself. He couldn't understand my reactions and my behavior. And I didn't even notice that I was doing it, or that these were actually my mother's words echoing in my mind and heart years later. Maybe you had similar, but I sincerely hope, less traumatizing experiences as a child, maybe it wasn't acceptable for you to share your thoughts or opinions, or maybe you were criticized or punished for trying to be assertive or trying to advocate for yourself and your emotional needs. Maybe you were constantly criticized for being too sensitive. When we're scolded by our parents and others in authority, people who have complete control over us as kids, we can not only shut down, but also be made to feel guilty. And when we're told that we're wrong for every small thing we do or say that may displease, annoy, or make someone uncomfortable, we start to apologize for every little thing. Over-apologizing can be a common problem for those of us with codependent tendencies. We can have a fear of conflicts, so we focus on other people's needs and feelings. And as HSPs, we might also struggle with boundaries, so we'll accept the blame for things we didn't do or couldn't control or take responsibility for trying to fix or solve other people's problems. But by doing this, we excuse their behavior as if it's our own. If we do feel as if everything is our fault, it might be from stories we were told about ourselves as kids, so we often see ourselves as being a burden or a problem. And over-apologizing doesn't have to stem from childhood experiences or traumas. Because we're HSPs, we can easily turn into people pleasers. Maybe we're trying to connect with other people to feel accepted, or we worry about what others think of us. Subconsciously, we may be depending on external validation because we want reassurance that we're liked or that we're doing a good job. Or maybe we feel somehow responsible for another's behavior and feel the need to apologize for them. Maybe we're afraid of rejection and criticism, so we go out of our way to be accommodating. In episode 12, we talked about how to stop worrying about what others think of you. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to this episode, go back and I'll put a link in the show notes. Many of us can suffer from a lack of confidence and self-esteem because we're taught that our sensitivity is wrong, that we're being difficult and unreasonable, and that our sensitivity is causing problems for other people. So, we can fall into the habit of apologizing for things when it's completely unnecessary. And this is especially true for women and marginalized and disenfranchised people. When you're excluded from the mainstream because of your race, gender identity, sexual orientation, your age or physical ability, the language you speak, or your immigration status, you may feel more pressure to apologize for things that you have no control over in an attempt to maintain your job security, maybe your personal safety, or to just keep the peace. So how do we start to stop over-apologizing? First, we need to be aware. And I would say, since you're listening to this, you're well on your way and leaps and bounds ahead of where I was a few years ago just by being here with me now. Awareness is a key first step to making positive change. So try to notice, and even better, keep a journal or a small notebook of the whens, the whys, and the whos you're apologizing to. Also try to notice and write down your thoughts and feelings around these events and what may be triggering you to over-apologize. Are you feeling anxious, maybe inadequate, or self-conscious? Remember, there are no right or wrong answers. Just how you're feeling and why, without assigning any judgment or blame to it. We're just on a research mission here, nothing more. Second, think about if saying sorry was actually necessary in that situation. Did you actually do something or say something that hurt another person or living creature? Did you make a simple mistake with no ill intentions? Are you taking responsibility for something that someone else said or did? Try to remember that you only really need to apologize when you've done something wrong. Not just because someone is upset with you or because you feel the need to take the blame for someone else or to simply make peace. When we apologize from a place of fear, we're taking on the responsibility of another person's feelings and emotions. And unless we've done something truly and purposefully hurtful, compulsive apologies will only undermine genuine ones that we may need to make in the future. What we can do is express compassion that someone is feeling hurt and offer to help them to get to the root of why they feel upset, but we don't need to say I'm sorry if we know in our hearts that we did nothing wrong or hurtful. And third and finally, once we're more self-aware of our apologizing, we can begin to change the words that we use. Just by making a few small changes to our language, we can start to change our perspective and become more confident. So some examples could be, instead of saying, sorry, I'm late, you just say, thanks for waiting. Or instead of, sorry to bother you, just ask someone, do you have a minute? Or instead of saying, sorry, I'm upset, or sorry, I'm such a burden, just say, thank you for listening. And the most important one for us as HSPs, instead of saying, sorry, I'm so sensitive, you can simply say, thanks for understanding. Or you could say, yes, I am sensitive to X, Y, or Z, and I appreciate your patience. It's so important for our mental health that we stop over-apologizing for being highly sensitive people. Yes, being an HSP is misunderstood and can definitely be confusing for non-HSPs, but we should never feel the need to apologize for being who we are. As HSPs, we can have a strong empathy for others, but sometimes we can too easily put ourselves in their shoes. And even though this can be a wonderful trait for many reasons, we do need to seek out a healthy balance. And remember that this balance will look a little bit different for everyone. Like any other habit, overcoming unnecessary apologizing takes practice. The more we start to notice the habit, the more you'll begin to avoid the words, "I'm sorry." And if you tend to say "I'm sorry" often, be prepared. It might not be an easy thing to let go of as you seek out new and different ways to communicate. And most important of all, please be gentle with yourself. Be compassionate and patient with yourself on this journey as you learn, grow, and embrace the experience of becoming who you want to be. In our way of life, we're becoming more and more isolated. Everyone is moving too fast and is too preoccupied to pay attention to anyone else for very long. And this can be especially tough for us as HSPs. We long for connection, for a sense of belonging. We want to be seen and valued for who we really are, not just for the roles that we fill in other people's lives, like mother or brother, employee or spouse. And it rarely happens. This is why I've created a community just for us. The Highly Sensitive Healing Circle is a compassionate and brave space where we can learn, heal, and embrace positive change. Away from the distraction and negativity of social media, it's not on Facebook. It's a place where we can find support when we need it, where we can uplift others when they are struggling, and learn from each other's journeys while building genuine and compassionate connections with our fellow HSPs. If this sounds like something that you'd like to be a part of and you'd like to learn more, you can find a link in the show notes. Do you struggle or sometimes feel paralyzed when making decisions? In next week's episode, we'll talk about decision fatigue, what it is, and how we can deal with it as HSPs. Until then, take care of yourself. Please share this podcast with your fellow HSPs and those who love them. And make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays. And please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.